I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Red Sox front office report this week with Brian O'Halloran. And Brian joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Morning. Nice to get a win last night. And certainly I feel like we look at this season so far, it's been a real turnaround for this team. If you had to, at this point, name one particular factor, what do you think it is?
Pitching. I would prefer not to name one because there's a lot. Certainly, Alex Cora's return has been huge for the environment around the team, and the guys have played great, and you've gotten them in a position to succeed. So that's huge. But pitching last year, obviously we were depleted and really struggled starting pitching in particular. This year we've had really solid performance most every time, almost every time out, and it's allowed our offense to have a chance to win games, which is a huge difference from last year.
Speaking of pitching, from your perspective, how serious is the issue regarding pitchers using pitcher-friendly foreign substances?
Well, I think it's coming to light that it's pretty serious and something that needs to be addressed. I mean, of course, throughout the game's history, pitchers have tried to get a grip on the baseball and done different things over the years for, over 100 years. But and I think it's one thing to, get a grip on the ball, which I think everybody wants. The hitters want that. The pitchers want that to make sure that they can command the baseball. So it's safe out there. It's one thing to have the rosin bag out there for that. That's another thing when you hear about, substances that are manufactured and designed just to help a pitcher get more spin rate and move and have the ball move more. And that's obviously over the line. And I think what everybody's looking for is a level playing field, both, so that the hitters, so it's fair for the hitters and so that the teams are all have the same chance to win a baseball game.
Pete Alonso said that a bigger concern for him, he presented this basically as fact, by the way, but that a bigger concern for him would be Major League Baseball manipulating the baseball every year based on free agency class or guys that are in an advanced part of their arbitration. And is that something that you think could be a possibility?
No, honestly, I mean that's something that's the first I've heard of that, and I do believe that Major League Baseball and for that matter the Players Association are operating in good faith. I do think there's a lot of focus on the baseball, but there's also a lot of focus on various areas of our game to try to, you know, speed up the pace of play, get more balls in play. Obviously, we all know the issues there, and I think that MLB and the Players Association are working on all kinds of things like that. I trust that they're doing that in good faith.
Now, Brian, when a situation like this happens where the Major League Baseball is saying, hey, there might be an issue here with, you know, baseballs and sticky substances with pitchers, do you kind of go down and, like, is there a memo sent to the team and, hey, guys, listen, you want to be aware of this, and not saying that there are guys doing it on the team, but, hey, you might want to be aware of this, and if you are, stop it or stay away from it, or let's not be in a position where we bring any negative light to our organization.
100%. We haven't seen one yet, but, you know, we anticipate that there will be, you know, a memo on this from the league, and that is exactly what we'll do. We'll talk to, which we would do with any memo that pertains to players and rules on the field. It's we've learned, unfortunately, through our own experiences, that it's absolutely critical that the rules are explained to the players, that that we, from the front office side, from the coaching side, the manager, that we do a good job of informing our players of what is allowed and what isn't allowed. And so that's exactly what we'll do.
When it comes to starting pitching on this ball club, it seems like starters have been struggling a little bit of late. You guys talking about that internally?
I think you're always having a conversation about what's going on, but at the same time, you don't want to overreact to, one or two outings by a particular pitcher. You're looking at more than just the results. You're looking at the what the underlying stuff looks like, and it's baseball. Sometimes guys get hit even if they throw the ball pretty well, and you can kind of throw the ball pretty similarly from one start to the next and have wildly different results just based on, you know, how the hitters react to it or luck or various things. So you don't want to overreact to, a start or two, but certainly always monitoring all aspects of the team performance and trying to help players make adjustments that can help them succeed.
One pitcher that's kind of been struggling of late is E-Rod. Now, is this something that you guys anticipated because, you know, let's be honest, he missed all of baseball last year. He was out for a whole season. So was there like, all right, there's going to be times where he might hit a little bit of a rough patch because he's got to get his legs back under him. You know, that saying of, you know, it's got to knock some of that rust off because you missed a whole, you know, and then there wasn't a real season, but you missed a whole year of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think to a certain extent, it's true of every pitcher based on, you know, exactly what you just said, that the season was really short and, you know, they didn't get their normal innings. And certainly it's exacerbated with a guy like E-Rod who didn't pitch at all and had, you know, the health issue. So, you definitely anticipate that there's going to be some ups and downs. And I guess that's true every year, but certainly with missing a year, there's some unknown there. But I think bottom line with E-Rod is, he's actually thrown the ball well. The results have been not as good, in the second month of the season as they were in the first month of the season. But his stuff is good. He's still, given us a chance to win games. And there's been some ups and downs. But that, like you said, that's anticipated. And that happens during any course of any baseball season for all pitchers. But we certainly think he's going to continue to, you know, to be a big part of this and help us win.
Brian, Chris Sale said this week that he would be willing to be a bullpen guy as opposed to a rehab assignment. Is that something that you guys would consider?
I know that it's great to hear Chris. First of all, it's great to see Chris out, at Fenway Park throwing in the bullpen the other day, and his progress continues. So that's that's great. And of course, he wants to be out there as quickly as he possibly can be. He's a competitor. He's excited to be a pitcher again, to be around the team, to be part of it. We'll be open-minded to exactly what his progression looks like as we get down to it. He hasn't faced hitters yet, but once that happens and he gets, we get closer to getting him back, we'll be open-minded to different ways to finish off his progression, get him to the big leagues help us win, because obviously having Chris Sale on the mound is going to be a good thing for the Red Sox.
All right, Brian O'Halloran, great to talk to you. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Red Sox Front Office Report is brought to you by Unified Office, and you can go to unifiedoffice.com. I want to thank Unified Office also for sponsoring the bar Pizza Crawl on Sunday. They specialize in helping pizza store owners eliminate any wasted revenue opportunities due to customers being stuck on hold or getting a busy signal. So you can visit unifiedoffice.com, and we got to do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Code word this hour is master. You can text it to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash giveaway. So master is the code word. Text it to 72881 and be listening for code words every hour up until 6 o'clock today and every weekday here at WEEI. And this is Jay from North Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Regarding that stick'em stuff on the baseball, it'd be tough for the pitchers to get rid of it. It'd be stuck under the hand. Remember Fred Biletnikoff? You were afraid to shake his hand unless you get stuck to him?
He had that everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that was the wide receivers back then. For these sticky gloves now.
Mr. Stick'em, yeah. But listen, I had a question for you, but first of all, I wanted to say, in retrospect of the game, it was a total collapse by the defense, and it really wasn't Tuukka Rask's fault. But my question to you is this. How many Russians, I'm looking at the Lightning now with Vasiliev and Samsonov, how many Russians are playing in the league, both playoff and non-playoff? I'll ask you that question come Monday, and you can research it if you would.
Why? Just Russian hockey players in particular?
Just Russian hockey. How many Russians are in the league?
A lot of them.
I know.
Yeah, well, Evgeny Malkin.
Well, what is your issue with that?
No, I just think they're a cut above. How many Canadians are in? How many Americans are in? So
we need some Russian hockey players.
The NHL is made up of 4% Russian players.
The Russians 4%. Are good, though. They're good, though. So, Jay, you're saying we need some Russian hockey players.
I wish we'd get a Russian goaltender, steal Vasiliev by
Donald
assassination.
Donald Trump was basically a Russian president.
Those Russians
Thank
are good.
Guys. Well,
that's because they play in Putin's palace rank in the basement.
Sidelined by Zillow.
No, I'm just saying. It's just the Russians are good in hockey, bro.
There is some breaking Bruins news because they are speaking with the media. And Tuukka has shared the details on his injury, and he will have surgery for a torn labrum in his hip, likely within a month. So he was playing in that throughout the playoffs,
right.
I'm guessing, but at least in that game the other night with a torn labrum, with a hip injury.
Wow, that's...
Is that a significant injury?
It's a relatively common goaltender injury because of how they flip their hips around.
It is?
Oh, okay. Wow, Curtis.
Are you sure about that, Curtis? That's a pretty significant that's a pretty significant injury.
You would think hips for a goalie.
Not to sound like a caller from Revere, but I had torn my labrum in my shoulder playing football, and it's not that painful. You're fine.
So, I mean, does this mean that we can stop calling him soft?
Well, I mean, I was going to say, when you said like a hip injury that he's going to have surgery on, I could say, I could see why he might have been struggling, because that's like, goalies that constantly, they got to have great hips.
Yeah.
But if Curtis is saying that, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, it's not, it's a bigger deal, but according to this, I know I was right, For goalies, it's common for them to develop hip and groin-related injuries due to the mechanical and rotational movements required to play the position. Hip pain from a labral tear often presents sharp groin pain and the inability to play well in clutch situations.
But no, I think that Greg, yes, knowing that, and you go, okay, Tuca played through that. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah,
you got to give him credit for that.
And you got to rip the hell out of Cassidy.
Right.
What are you thinking, idiot?
Yeah, that's a
so
good point.
So if you're a goalie, Tuukka Rask, you know what the injury is, right? Training staff is telling you what the injury is.
Right.
Tuukka's telling you what the injury is. But Tuukka's saying, I want to go because he's sick and tired of hearing Curtis and you call him soft and suggest that he's bailing all the time. So he's saying, I want to go. If you're Bruce Cassidy, you should be telling him, no, you're not going, right?
Well, it should be up. It should come down to the coach and him having the final decision on, okay, is a 80% healthy 80% Tuukka better than 100% Swayman health wise, right?
But he shouldn't be playing. He should not be playing that game with a significant hip injury.
But if you feel like. I guess it depends on the hip injury, how much it limits him. Can he still perform at a high level? Brady played with a damn, 6-foot gash in his hand, it seemed like, with his thumb hanging off, and he was still able to perform. So I think the coach has to go, okay, how can you perform with this injury, and how much of pain tolerance can you deal with? And is 80% better than 100% of a young goalie?
We were discussing that the entire time.
Right.
Is 80% of Tuukka better than 100% of Swayman?
No.
But, I mean, I don't...
I would say yes.
You would?
Based on... Think about this. Based on what we've seen up until game 5 of the third period, we knew that Tuukka was dealing with something, but we really weren't like, oh, you need to take Tuukka out because he's hurt, he's this, he's that. There was no issue until Cassidy made it an issue by pulling him in the third period, the start of the third period of game 5. If he doesn't pull him and they lose that game, are we sitting here talking about his health or we're just saying, ah, Tuukka had a bad performance?
We'd always be talking about his health because he's the one who brought it up.
No, I know.
DuPont in the Capitals.
I know, but even when he brought it up in the Capitals series, we never, if he had a bad, like he was letting in soft goals, we weren't saying that was because he was hurt.
Wiggy, here's the issue. Okay, Bruce Cassidy yanks him before the third period of game 5, as you just alluded to. And then the day of the game, after morning skate, when Cassidy says Rask is playing, he said, quote, he's healthy and ready to go. What was the purpose of that?
Bad coaching.
Awful.
Bad coaching. And especially, now that you know what the injury is,
right.
You understand why he could not participate in the morning skate.
Right.
And if he's got a torn labrum, a significant hip injury,
right.
Can't skate in the morning, why is he playing in a game?
What's that tell you? He's telling you, that tells me that Cassidy doesn't have confidence in Swayman. Because he'd rather put in, if he had confidence in Swayman, he'd rather start Swayman in game 6 going, listen, I'd rather start the young kid because he's healthy and I know he's not
going to. You have to have the nuts if you're Bruce Cassidy to play Swayman. You have to.
Can't leave that decision to the player.
No.
Rask is never going to say, I want out, especially considering his sort of status in the city of Boston when it comes to athletes and toughness.
But you're not leaving it to the player, right? That's a coach's decision.
Why not? How is Tuukka not a problem here?
Why is he the issue?
Of course he is. How do you not go to how do you lie to your coach and say, I'm good to go? This is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Because the player is always going to do that, Spaz.
But you get paid millions of dollars.
But he didn't lie to him, Spaz.
No, guy. Listen, imagine if I came in here
just
sick.
Just call Wiggy Guy.
Yes, I'm sorry. Because imagine if I came in sick and I got you guys all sick, you'd be pissed. Why didn't you call out? Why didn't you stay home?
I don't think those two are people you want to say that to, considering they brought COVID into the building.
No.
You
know what I mean?
No, I understand what you mean.
Tuukka should have said he was hurt and he couldn't go.
That's if you're lying. But if you came in sick and we all knew you were sick and then the next day we said, oh, it's okay, you can come back in tomorrow, it's not on you. You didn't lie. Our communication was there. Cassidy said that he was communicating with Tuca as well as the training staff. So Cassidy knew full details of the injury of what Tuca was dealing with. Mm-hmm. What it tells me is Cassidy didn't have as much faith to put Swayman in the or start Swayman mm-hmm. for game six that he goes, I would rather go with Tuca, who is dealing with something, because I have more faith in him than I do a healthy, inexperienced young goalie.
Why did he pull him in after the second period?
Because I think at that point, it's like, can we see if we can change something here? Then when he puts him in the game and goes, wait a second, you brought this up, Greg. Three shots, he gives up a goal? Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not putting this kid back in that situation. I'm going to ride Tuca, even though I know he's hurt.
So a goalie with a hip injury is a better choice to start than a rookie
and Cassidy's mind injured. Yep. And Cassidy's mind.
And I don't think you're 80% when you have a torn labrum in your hip. I really
don't. Well, I don't know what you are. I mean,
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Right. Tuca Buffaloed him. I don't care what you guys say.
Tuca did?
Yes, he 100%. If you guys listen to Cassidy leading up to it, he said Tuca said he was ready to go. Tuca said he was healthy. Tuca said he was fine.
But he knew he wasn't because he was dealing with this injury all year. And if you heard the Cassidy audio, Ken, play that audio. Oh, wait.
I'm not going to be able to find it, bro. You're nuts.
But if you heard Spaz, there's audio of Cassidy saying, well, we knew he'd been dealing with this all year long. Mm-hmm. We knew that he's had this issue. The communication has been there. We talked to the training staff. So, Spaz, they knew exactly what was going on with Tuca. It wasn't like Tuca was lying to them because they all knew what it was because he missed a number of games during the season.
You guys created this. People in the media, you guys created it, and Tuca had to act like he was hot. So if last year didn't happen and everybody wasn't ripping on Tuca about leaving the bubble, this year he'd go to coach and say, hey, I don't got it.
Yeah.
My hip's blown out.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that.
He would have.
The knock on him has been that he takes himself out of the big games. Wiggy brings up bubble guts every time. You know, the guy can't play through diarrhea. And
are you ready for the front page of the Boston Herald tomorrow?
Yes.
Fire Cassidy.
A picture of Tuca bowled over with a reading of hips do lie.
Hips do lie. This is Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Johnny?
I don't think this, I played hockey for a lot of years too and had injuries, and I don't think this is a more of a could he play through it issue. I'm more concerned with not the pain and him playing through that, but with the injury, he probably couldn't move laterally the way he was supposed to. He couldn't get up and down as quick as he should. He probably couldn't twist the way he needed to twist. Mm-hmm. So probably at least one, maybe two goals per game went in. If he was 100% healthy, he would have been able to save them. But with the injury, he just couldn't move the way he was supposed to. I don't care about the pain. I just don't think he was able to. He had the mobility to do what he was supposed to do.
Well, then that's on Cassidy not to play him. I mean, that's
it's on Cassidy and the training staff, but it's on Tuca too. If he wants his team to win a cup, he should say, "Man, I don't think I can move this way anymore. I think I'm going to cost the team a championship."
Johnny, you know who probably said to the coaches, "Hey,
he can't say that because the entire city is going to call him a quitter again."
So what?
Not if he came out and said publicly, listen, I'm doing this for the betterment of the team. I have this injury, and I do not want to bring this team down this year. We have a good shot at the cup.
You don't think Carlo went to the coach and go, hey, I want to play. Mm-hmm. I can play. And they go, no, you can't play?
Yeah.
So it's up to the coach to not make the – if they know the player's hurt, they have to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Is this injured player – do I need to put him in because he's better than the guy who's not hurt? Or they go, you know what? I can't put him in the game because of the injury that he's dealing with, and it's going to cause the team.
I just don't know enough about the injury because I'm not a doctor to know how severe that is.
Oh.
You know, Curtis says goaltenders, you know, they have hip injuries. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's something that you play through and it doesn't affect you that much. It seems pretty serious to me.
Right.
We have audio Tuca moments ago talking about this.
So I have a torn labrum in my hip. Probably going to do surgery. I'm going to do surgery. I just don't know what the exact date is, probably within a month, start the recovery process, and then we'll see what the future holds after that. Hopefully recovery goes well, and I'd be ready to play hockey at some point next year.
He also said during the press conference that he wants to play for the Bruins. He doesn't want to play for anybody
else. Well, we know he wants to play. See, this injury is this situation, you can't put this on Tuca in any way.
No, it's on Cassidy.
It's on the coach to be able to say, you know what, Tuca, I know you want to play, but yeah, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
That's on him.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to Spaz and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, this trending now from Spaz is brought to you by Arch Painting. For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today at 1-844-ARCH-PAINTING. Visit them online at archpainting.com or download their app. It works better than Odyssey's, and get a free quote.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Tuca has a bum hip. That's trending.
That's it?
No, I'm just kidding. You just heard that. Greg just reported that Tuca has a, what's it called, a torn labrum?
Torn labrum.
Torn labrum.
Yes.
You're very picky about words around here.
Yeah. I know. You got to be spot on.
Yeah.
All right. The Sox won last night, 8-12. They beat the Astros. They start a four-game stint with the Blue Jays tonight. First, pregame is at 6:10. First pitch is at 7:10. Right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. There was a bunch of playoff games. So in the NHL, the Golden Knights beat the Avalanche 6-3. The Final Four is set. Islanders, Lightning, their first game is Sunday afternoon. Canadiens, Golden Knights, their first game is Monday night. NBA playoffs, the Bucks top the Nets 86-83. The Nets lead that series 2-1. The Jazz beat the Clippers 117-111. The Jazz lead that series 2-0. That is what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
And quick aside before I get to the tag of this trending, if you have suffered an injury similar to this, we want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. All right. The great people.
By the way, when it comes to the average age of the listener here, perfect injury. Hip injuries.
Oh, my God.
Right. Perfect for these listeners to talk about.
Absolutely wonderful. And fax it in if you have thoughts as well.
Neil's going to call.
Why is Dale on hold? Receiving world-leading cancer care in a timely manner can make all the difference. At Dana-Farber, Brigham, and Women's Cancer Center, everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer, so you can be confident you're getting the right treatment right from the start. Schedule an appointment at youhaveus.org.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Game feels good. Health is okay. I've been playing, so that's okay. It's not as good as I want it to be, but obviously I've been playing and practicing, so I'm out there. That's all that matters.
Tuukka Rask on this program a week ago today? Was that when that was?
May 28th.
May 28th. And we now know that when Tuukka said health is okay, he was dealing with a, I guess, reasonably significant hip injury.
Right.
A torn labrum.
And he pushed through it.
Shocking that Spaz hasn't said torn labia yet, by the way. Shocking. I feel like you're actually regressing when it comes to your speaking ability. I thought, you've been in radio. You were in radio for 15 years. Yeah. You've been out of it for 7. You're going backwards when it comes to speaking during trending.
Well, when you work in construction, that's what happens.
Oh, is that what happens?
It's a construction worker.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand the player wants to go. The player wants to play, especially one that has been soundly criticized in this city by many for bailing on games. He's no way he's not going to play. But if you're the coach, you got to you're going to go with the goaltender who is at best 50%, 60%? Like, what? I mean, again.
What's that tell you, though? That tells me that Cassidy didn't have any confidence in Swayman.
Like, none.
None. Because if we're saying, you know, if you're saying 60%, even if you put it at 70%, you're taking a 70% Tuukka Rask and putting him in nets over a kid who's 100%. That just tells me you didn't have any confidence in the kid.
This is Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I had a torn labrum about 5 years ago, I want to talk about it. It is a nasty, nasty injury. There's no way, Curtis is right, that there's no way that he could be at, you know, any decent level of competitiveness with that injury. It's like, it feels like a vice grip on your hip. I would, you know, in my experience, mobility is definitely limited, and you're in constant pain. Like, it's your hip, like every movement, it just is a terrible feeling, you know, and you're aware of it constantly. And the other thing I would say is this may be the end for him. There was a Red Sox player, I think it was Mike Greenwell. He got one, and like within a month, he was out. I mean, within a year, he was out of the league.
It was Mike Lowell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the surgery for it is not as good as some other joint surgeries, like the arthroscopic. I had the arthroscopic surgery, and basically, it didn't do anything for my pain.
Yeah.
Like six months later, my pain was worse than ever.
Did the missus make you lunch and then bring it up on one of those trays that they put over you when you're recovering in bed?
I was single at the time.
Okay. So he was screwed then.
Oh yeah, you were. He was screwed.
It was rough. Believe me, it was actually my first time in the hospital.
Yeah,
and no picnic. And you know what? Eventually, I had no improvement in my pain. So a couple years later, I got the hip replaced. It was basically like a 3-year ordeal before my life was semi back to normal.
All right, Charlie. Thank you. Curtis, that's on you, asking people to call about their hip injuries, you know.
It's my favorite thing. I love it.
As long as he keeps the life lock nearby.
By the way, the hip in a vice grip is actually describing Wiggy's time at the prom, I think.
What is it about being older?
And hips?
And not hips. And people who want to tell you in great detail what their various ailments and injuries are. What is that about?
It shows that they've been through a lot.
Is that what
you know
it
what
is?
I mean? And they can they're relatable.
God, that memory. He thought Mike Lowell was Mike Greenwell, the Gator.
I tell you though, Cassidy's got some splaining to do. Splaining to do.
Wait,
Bruce.
So now you agree with us?
What'd I say?
But you said that it wasn't on Cassidy.
No, I said it wasn't on Tuukka.
I say it's on Tuukka. I'm the one that said it's on
Tuukka. Spaz is the only one in here yelling that Tuukka's lied
to
everybody.
Tuukka. It's not on Tuukka at all.
No.
And I love Tuukka, so I think the media created it. So let me rephrase that, because I don't want to put it on Tuukka, Greg. I apologize.
Yeah.
The media last year created a problem for Tuukka that came to a head this year.
Yeah.
They called him soft, so he was like, you know what? You want to see what soft looks like? I'm going to go out and I'm going to let up four goals, two empty netters.
Yeah.
That's what soft looks like. There you go.
He heard it relentlessly about the bubble.
Right. He had no choice.
And he had no choice in his mind but to go and play through it. Now, that's where the coach comes in and says, hold on a second, dude.
Right.
You can't get, no.
Like exactly. You can't blame. Like, I understand that he might have heard the noise or whatever, but I would never put it on the player. It's the same way Curtis and I go back and forth when he says that, you know, it was Aaron Rodgers' fault on the third down where he wanted him to stay on the field. No, when the coach makes a decision, and in this case it's Tuukka Rask, you know, go, you're playing tonight, that's on Cassidy.
You enraged Neil from Nahant, by the way.
That's Neil.
Old Neil.
Old Neil.
Hey, Neil.
Old Neil. Wiggy saw me. He knows I can get a piece of ham anytime I want.
My wife loves Neil.
You better be careful. You might throw a hip, though.
And I got two good 80-year-old hips, and I'm just about to ready to get on the bike again and do another 40 or whatever.
Oh, what a hardo.
Neil, I tell you, Neil goes. He's in great shape. I met Neil.
Oh, you met Neil?
I met Neil down in the, at the SWIC, they like to call it.
Oh, at the Brunswick?
Neil was at the cornhole event.
Oh, all right.
He looks good. 80 years old.
Looks good for 80?
Doesn't look a day over 79.
This is...
I'm busting you, Neil.
This is Sully. Hello, Sully.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Sully?
Listen, just hear me out for 1 minute here, all right? I got... completely torn labrum in my right shoulder. A rotator cuff hanging by a thread, and the doctor, the orthopedic, says we're going to take the ligament out of your leg and attach the rotator cuff back together. My left is going because it's overcompensating for the right. All right, I don't want to hear it. No excuses. I'm out here every day working, slinging Pepperidge Farm bread. All right, you got to go mind that net and go, you know. No excuses at all. That was my take. But anyways, hey, Wiggy, but real quick. I married an East Boston girl. She actually grew up right near you, I guess, on Saratoga Street. Just wanted to throw that out there. So
there you go.
She's a little crazy. She's a little crazy too.
They all are crazy. I love how Sully is like he slings bread and it's the same as playing goalie in the NHL,
in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, man, if you're Bruce Cassidy, how do you go with Tuca over Swayman? How do you make that call?
I mean, Pepperidge Farm bread is great.
This is Angelo. Hello, Angelo.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm a physical therapist, and I just wanted to offer some insight on the Tuca injury.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it is a big issue for a goaltender to have a torn labrum. It's not so much the pain. They can obviously manage pain with, what they got in the back room there.
Yeah.
The problem is when you have a tear like that, the body's going to send the muscles into spasms. And you can't move. You just really can't operate the way you would normally.
So, theoretically...
anything that's going to relax...
So, theoretically, whether you call that acting up or whatever it is, that could have been what happened game five... Mm-hmm. Period two, right? And that's why he was going into spasm. Yeah,
couldn't move. Anything that's going to take the spasm away is going to take your reflexes away. You're not going to be able, you're just not going to have the reaction time, muscle relax or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's basically your body protecting itself. It's just saying, if you're not going to shut yourself down, I'll shut you down. Yeah. So basically, it's a better coach than Cassidy sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the headline. Thanks, Cassidy. No chip, 'cause of hip.
That's not bad, Wiggs.
For your, was it the Globe headline? Or?
Curtis. I only give it the Herald.
It's best. You don't have to kiss his ass.
It rhymes, Hildog. It's radio. If it rhymes, it's good, man. I like that.
If it rhymes, hey, that's some radio advice.
You either literate or you rhyme, and it works.
The phrase of the day is Pepperidge Farm remembers, but Neil does not. Oh. All right. We will get to today's crossover coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.